Good evening. Here are this afternoon's main news stories, brought to you by rtltoday.lu. Starting with COVID, the latest figures from the Ministry of Health show that 559 new infections were confirmed over the last 24 hours, this from 2,702 tests. Three new deaths were sadly also reported, bringing the total in Luxembourg since the start of the pandemic to 982. The Environmental Administration has announced that monetary fines for illegal waste dumping will be increased as a measure to reduce this problem. Whether it's dumping old furniture and construction waste or littering with cigarette butts and empty cans, fines for the improper disposal of waste will be increased. To date, the fines have ranged from 24 to 250 euro, depending on what was thrown out and where. At the lower end, this will be increased to 145 euro for chucking out cigarette butts or other small items of rubbish, or to 250 euro if the refuse is thrown into a body of water. Penalties of up to 10,000 euro will be leveraged in case of failure of payment. Only a few months after salaries increased in October 2021, a new wage indexation will be triggered in Luxembourg. According to the latest estimate by Statec, the price increases of the past months will relatively quickly pass the threshold required to trigger the next wage indexation. Statec currently predicts that the next indexation will be triggered in the second semester of 2022, between April and June. When triggered, the indexation will automatically increase all wages, salaries and pensions by 2.5%. Ukraine and Moscow-backed separatists traded accusations on Thursday after intensifying shell fires across their front line, fueling fears of a potential Russian invasion of its pro-Western neighbor. Ukraine has been in conflict with rebels in the eastern Donetsk and Lugansk regions since 2014, in a war that has cost thousands of lives. But the new report of intense shelling came as fear grew that the situation could escalate into a wider conflict. Tensions between Russia and the West have reached a post-Cold War high over claims Moscow is planning an invasion of Ukraine, despite Russia saying again on Thursday that it was pulling back more troops near the border. The Ukrainian army accused Russian-backed separatists of 34 ceasefire breaches on Thursday, 28 of them using heavy weapons. The latest updates on this developing situation can be found in our dedicated Ukraine live ticker on rtltoday.lu. That's it for this evening. For more on these stories and the latest news, head on over to rtltoday.lu.